أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر كان يئوسا. قل كل يعمل على شاكلته فربكم أعلم بمن هو أهدى سبيلا. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 83 and 84 of Surah Bani Israel. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the revelation of the Qur'an and the benefit of the Qur'an, that is a shifa. Number two, it is a means of rahmah for the believers. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about one nature of insan, that despite the fact that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed Qur'an, despite the fact that Allah Ta'ala is the creator of man, despite the fact that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bestows innumerable favors to human beings, but there is something about a human that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings to our attention. This ayah and other ayat of the Quran, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ, when we bless insan with in'am, with favors, with blessings. This is the habit of Allah Ta'ala, this is the system of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bestow blessings upon each and every one of His creations. Allah says, A'radha, then He turns away, wana'a bijanibi, moving away to His side. Now this is an expression that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala uses, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives man, Allah favors him with all the things of this dunya, all the material things that a person needs and even more. The whole idea was that when Allah bestows, man is supposed to turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in thanking Allah, in recognizing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in getting closer to Allah. But Allah Ta'ala says, A'rad, he turns away from Allah. Wana'a bijanibi, and he moves away with his side. He moves away from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, showing that he forgets who is the mun'im. He forgets who is the real benefactor, the beneficent Allah that bestows upon him. He forgets to show his shukr and his appreciation and gratefulness to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then on the other hand, وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ, and when evil afflicts him, كَانَ يَؤُوسَ, then he becomes despondent. So in both conditions, in the condition of being favored by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he still turns away from Allah. And when difficulties come upon a person, he still does not turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So both conditions are not good for such an individual, because he has not understood, he has not recognized Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In life, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blesses a person, Allah Ta'ala bestows his favors, one is supposed to make shukr. And then on the other hand, when there are challenges, when there are difficulties, then one is supposed to make sabr. In that shukr, one is supposed to turn to Allah. In that sabr, one is supposed to turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. قُلْ كُلُّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِي. Allah Ta'ala now commands our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, each different person works, in other words, practices, عَلَى شَاكِلَتِي, according to his own temperament. A person that has iman in his heart, his practice will always be for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. His practice will always be obedience to Allah according to the commandments of Allah. Then we'll get a person that is in kufr. He will do things for the gods and the idols that he believes in. And hence each person will practice in his own way. A person is bestowed with the favor of Allah, somebody will read 2 rakat salat and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Somebody may take out some sadaqah and he may give it to some person appreciating the ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Others will do other things, and hence Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala here says that each person will work on his own shakila, he will work on his own temperament, and he will observe whatever he observes because of what is within himself. فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا. Then your Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows best who is most guided on the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we will never know whose deed Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accepts. Some of the commentators have stated, "Kul kullu ya'malu ala shakilati," that when people do things according to their own temperament, according to their own manner of thinking, then it becomes incumbent upon us to also choose the company that we are in. Choose the company of those people that will do for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so that rubs off upon us, so that we will also follow suit and keep away from evil company. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.